I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. ISIS formed a new religious police squad in Nineveh, and Iraq's Shiite leader says they need international help to fight the terrorists. Steve Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Mission, says the viciousness of ISIS shows why national workers are so effective.
When you have people who are from that area, they know how best to handle themselves, even though outwardly, you would think there's no way they can have a ministry.
You can help these Iraqi missionaries at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, the Joshua Project says 0.6% of the 30 million Nepali citizens are Christians. Greg Kelly of World Mission says,
I'm standing here in the mountains of Nepal, just literally in awe of the natural beauty of this place. It's amazing. And yet, I think of the spiritual condition, and the contrast is so alarming. Most people who do research say that 9 out of 10 Nepalis have never heard the name of Jesus. And on this recent trip with World Mission, we had the opportunity to meet people who, through the influence of the treasure, became followers of Jesus and have even planted a church here all in the last 12 months. And so it's exciting to see God moving in Nepal.
And anyone informed about the situation in the Central African Republic most likely associates the country with war, violence, and starvation. These words are different from transformation. Yet the Jesus Film Project is seeing transformation for the Sango-speaking people due to the Sango Jesus Film. A group was recently baptized and 6 churches have been planted. Pray for the gospel to continue to heal the Central African Republic through the Jesus Film. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.